When I was chairman of the South Commission, we criticized this silly idea that development was GNP. I said, this is very silly. How can development be GNP? If in my country we discovered oil, if we discovered a lot of oil there, and it begins to flow, the GNP will be very high. It could be, depending upon the amount of oil, it could be higher than the GNP of the United States or Kuwait. So what? Would simply use that money, begin to use that money as a means to develop the lives of our people. But to jump and say Tanzania has a high GNP and therefore you conclude something silly is So we were very critical of GNP as a measure of development. I've always believed that development has to be people-centered. Development can't be anything. It has to be about people. And so, as a result of history, I find myself president of my country, an illiterate country. Adult illiteracy, 85%. Primary school attendance, very few children had an opportunity to go to school for 4 years. I, a young man, a young man of 39 became prime minister of my country. But I was the first to have a university degree. You can think of that? I take that country with two engineers. And my friend, the British, kept saying, you know, you people are so backward, you can't. How can you expect to govern yourself? And I said, that is true, but how long can we wait? You know, a combination of German colonialism and British colonialism has produced two engineers in 8 years. So how long do we have to... So how long do we have to wait? We have to take over. And development is a matter of priorities. Development is a matter of priorities. And when you are poor, to lay down priorities is a major problem. Because everything is necessary. To decide on priorities is a tremendous difficulty. But one thing I was absolutely certain, one thing was necessary was education. So how else do you develop without education? So with the little base of primary education, we concentrated on secondary education because I wanted the teachers. I'm a teacher.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.